From Market Watch, I can't imagine the day I'm not paying. Black women are being crushed by the student debt crisis and demanding action. So, this is bullshit, and I can explain exactly why. So, here's the stories about how black women can't find work because racism, but they also have a lot of student loan debt. So, therefore, racism, we need to give them more welfare. So, here's the thing. The article is talking about how black women are being discriminated against because of my racism, but they're also getting into a lot of student loan debt, and then they can't find a job because of my racism, therefore racism. Here's what's actually happening. All right, I'm going to give you fucking the peek behind the curtain. First of all, I know for a fucking fact that if you're a woman, you do not have to pay for college. There are so many fucking grants. I know people personally who are working on their master's degree for free. They have never paid a fucking red cent. The government gives them grant money because they're a woman. All you gotta do is apply. Apply for fucking grants. And you can get free tuition. It's easy. Now, so what's happening? Why do all these women have student loan debt if they get all this grant money for free for having vaginas? I'll tell you why. They're not spending their student loans on school. They're taking out as much student loans as possible and spending it on their lifestyle. They're treating it like they won the lottery. So they get approved for like $100,000 in student loans. They take out the full amount, the entire amount of student loan money. So now they have $100,000 cash. Now, all their college is paid for with grants, unless they're lazy or stupid and didn't fill out the paperwork. But now they have $100,000 in cash. They don't even have to begin paying back until they're out of school. So they just keep going to school, keep dragging it out. And because they're fucking stupid, they think this is like free money. Like, I never have to pay this money back because I'm still going to school. I got an educational deferment. And then when they eventually get out of school, either they get their degree or they finally leave school. Now they have to suddenly pay off the student loan. Now, like, oh shit, I owe someone $100,000. Yeah, you do. Oh, I don't have that kind of money. Yeah, I know. Why'd you take it? Oh, well, they offered it to me because of diversity. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, in fact, student loans shouldn't even be a thing. Like, that's why college tuition keeps skyrocketing, is because the government guarantees student loans. You know, women already get... That's why women outnumber men 3-1 in college, by the way. I'm not even fucking making this up or exaggerating at all. If you're a woman, college is free. It's free. You just have to apply for grants. They give women free college. Like, I had to get shot at in fucking Iraq to get the GI Bill. And that there's a cap on that. You don't get, like, unlimited money if you have the GI Bill. You get a limited amount of money. If you have a vagina, unlimited college money. Just keep going to college forever. The government will pay for all of it. I think you have to pay for books. But, like, they pay for the tuition. And yet women are getting the student loan debt because they want more free money. It's so fucking pathetic. The whole thing about black women and student loan debt, this is basically these women. And you could ask, hey, so... what'd you spend the money on? They're gonna be like, oh, tuition. Like, well, right here it says your tuitions were paid for by grants. So what'd you spend $100,000 on? They'll admit, oh, I lived out and I had an apartment. I went on some trips. I went to Jamaica. Yeah.
Living impaired.
Yeah, you're so deprived and racistly discriminated.